This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're turning our attention to Sabah, where the EC is preparing for a by-election to fill the Batu Sapi parliamentary seat, which fell vacant after the death of former de facto law minister Datuk Liew Vui Keong last week, and very shortly after the conclusion of the Sabah state elections. So the EC says that they'll be conducting the election despite the rising number of COVID-19 cases, because while it's not ideal, they have to proceed. It's mandated in the federal constitution, and short of a national state of emergency being declared, the by-election must and will take place. Most lawmakers agree. However, lawyer Andrew Koo has a potential solution that might avoid a full-blown contest, which would require campaigning and voting. So what that is he's urging all other political parties, to abstain and to let Warisan's nominated candidate win uncontested. Andrew actually outlined this in a petition on change.org. So we'll be speaking to him right after this to see where this is coming from, how it would work, and whether this might actually get agreement. If you'd like to weigh in on this by-election in the time of a pandemic, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
It's 6:46 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking now about the by-election to fill the Batu Sapi parliamentary seat, which has become vacant after the death of former de facto law minister Datuk VK Liew last week. And so there are basically the argument has been put forth that the election must happen. It is mandated in the federal constitution. However, we are also hearing another suggestion that is coming from lawyer Andrew Koo, whom we'll cross to over right now so he can tell us about it himself. If you have any questions, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening, Lynn.
So can you tell us the rationale behind the petition that you've put out and what's driving it?
Well, I mean, the driver ultimately is trying to, you know, preserve the health and welfare of the people of Sabah and the particular constituency in Batu Sapi. We have to balance the dual needs or the dual challenges. On the one hand, as you said in your introduction, to honour the provisions of the Constitution, which we cannot run away from. So people who say, oh, you know, can we postpone the by-election or things like that? Well, short answer is no, we can't. So if that's the case, then, you know, how can we go about this by-election in the safest possible way? So it dawned upon me basically a few days ago that what if we try to bring about a situation where there is only one candidate and therefore that candidate wins unopposed, and that way we don't need to have a campaign, we don't need to have physical voting, and, you know, we can at the same time comply with the constitutional provision.
So if a candidate runs uncontested, Would there still be a need to cast your vote? I know that sounds like a basic question, but I'm just curious.
In the past elections, some of your viewers may recall, I mean, we've had cases where, you know, on nomination day, people's papers would be rejected, people would be disqualified, and, you know, then as a result, there's only one candidate left standing, as it were, and then that candidate is declared to have won the seat uncontested because, you know, there are just no challenges. So, but in those cases, it was because, you know, challengers were disqualified. But here we can bring about a situation where nobody else, apart from Parti Warisan, who held the seat, puts up a candidate, and therefore, yes, so that person wins uncontested. Mm-hmm. There will be no need for an election, no need for voting. And because there's no need for voting, there's no need to declare a campaigning period and things like that.
So how would you weigh between the democratic right of the people to vote and to have choices to vote for and these other considerations that need to be made, such as, of course, like you rightly pointed out, the health risks in a pandemic?
Well, I don't think I'm dishonouring the democratic right of the electors in the Batusapi constituency. I mean, a majority of them returned the late Datuk VK Liu as an MP in 2018. And but for the sad fact that he has now left us, you know, they put their trust in Datuk Liu, in Parti Warisan. And all I'm saying is that we can continue to honour that commitment. And if Datuk Liu had lived, he would have continued until, you know, a general election is called. So I don't think we are upsetting the mandate that was given to Warisan in 2018. In fact, to have a by-election now during a pandemic situation and during a time where travel to Sabah is going to be even more difficult than normal, you're going to end up having perhaps a lower number of people making a decision on an MP. And how does that sit with the, you know, disenfranchising the voters who are unable to come back? So I think you also have to put that into the pot, as it were.
So right now then, have you gotten any feedback on how Sabahans and voters from the constituency itself are feeling on it?
Well, initially this went out as a private post on my Facebook, and I sent it to a few friends on WhatsApp. But, you know, I have friends in Sabah and in NGOs working in Sabah, and the feedback was quite positive. It was, they said that it was an interesting idea, we should try it. You know, some of them were diehard realists and said, no, it's never going to work. But, you know, they were prepared to say, well, let's give it a try and see what happens. And then now that I have put it up on change.org as a petition, I mean, I only did it about maybe earlier this morning, and already we have about 800 people having signed the petition, which I think is a good start. I'm hoping that more people will do so. But what is interesting is the fact that I've got Lim Kit Siang, MP, who has endorsed the idea. And very interestingly enough, I was just sent a WhatsApp photograph of the head of UMNO Youth, Dr. Ashraf Tusuki, who is also basically suggesting that BN and PN not contest the seat. So basically agreeing with my suggestion, stay out of the contest and let the Warisan candidate win uncontested and avoid an election campaign, avoid voting and avoid opportunities for COVID-19 spread.
So just assuming that it does in fact happen, you know, that it does in fact go through the way we've seen by-elections and state elections happening in this time of COVID-19, and also picking up on something that a lot of listeners have asked about, before the Sabah by-election, Azmi Sharum, Deputy EC Chairman, had said that postal votes for Sabahans in Peninsula just wasn't possible due to the scale of the statewide election. If this is, you know, for a single constituency, should postal votes be an alternative alongside disallowing face-to-face campaigning? Would that be an acceptable middle ground?
Well, I think you have to take a little bit of a step back, because there are defined rules as to who qualifies to cast a postal vote. These rules have not changed, and I don't think it would be possible to change them without perhaps a vote either by Parliament or a change in the rules that are sanctioned by the Election Commission. Expand the people, categories of people who would qualify to submit a postal vote. So right now, on the current rules as approved by Parliament, you know, it's only people who are involved in the election administration machinery, people who certain types of people who are away from the constituency on official government business, things like that. So just like in America, for example, you know there is a debate in America about whether you can extend absentee or postal voting to other people, and there's a fight. So I think there will be some tension as to whether or not you can simply and unilaterally just extend or expand the categories of people who are eligible to cast the postal vote.
Mm. And so in closing then, Andrew, you mentioned earlier that there is some support. People are signing the petition and even politically, you know, people are getting involved. How optimistic are you that this might actually happen?
Well, you know, I work in human rights in Malaysia, so one has to be an optimist. So I am optimistic that, you know, we can find it, the politicians in Malaysia can find it in their hearts to rise above petty politics and to put the interests of and the health and safety and welfare of the electorate as a priority. But I also want to say that another reason why I put up the petition also is to honour and to recognise the life and the work of the late Datuk V.K. Liu, who served our country with great distinction and great honour. And I think it would be a fitting tribute to him if we just let his party carry on representing the constituency of Batu Sapi, at least until the next general election.
Andrew, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So that was lawyer Andrew Koo, who started a petition calling for politicians not to contest in the Batu Sapi by-election. And this would allow Warisan to win uncontested, and that would maintain the status quo in Parliament. So I suppose the question here is whether you agree or disagree. You know, do you think that the by-election should be uncontested by a Warisan candidate? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApping 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And perhaps most importantly, actually, if you do agree, you can check out the petition that is on change.org. It's called Abstain from the Upcoming Batu Sapi by-election, so you can find that online. Now, to the messages, Philip agrees with the move, saying, sure, one candidate is good. Let's have a Warisan candidate. Meanwhile, we also have Yap, who says, the by-election should proceed, but my suggestion would be for the Prime Minister, as well as all other politicians, government and opposition from the peninsula, not to travel to Sabah to campaign. So let us know where you land on this. Again, those numbers to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.